May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 675. 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners, come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet, and plead what he has done. Hymn 675.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. Let us turn to read three psalms this evening. Firstly, Psalm 28 and Psalm 29. And then Psalm 143. But firstly, Psalm 28 and Psalm 29. Psalm 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbours, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavours. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now turning to Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. May the Lord so bless those portions of his holy word to each one of us. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and eternal God. Lord, what are we that thou shouldst be mindful of us? Thou that inhabitest eternity. Yet, Lord, thy word says thou dwellest with those that are of a humble and of a contrite spirit. O Lord, come in the power of thy spirit, that we may be found as such before thee here tonight. Looking unto Jesus, the author finisher of our faith, who gave himself a sacrifice for sin. O Lord, bring us humbly to that footstool of thy mercy. Bring us humbly, Lord, to the foot of that sacred cross upon which Christ died, who said, "It is finished. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won." And, O Lord, may the battle within us over sin, O Lord, be won through Christ Jesus, that we have found sinners saved by thy grace. We thank thee, Lord, we can come once more. Gather ourselves together around thy word. Lord, it is one more time. It is also one more time less. And Lord, our days are lengthened out. Thou hast not dealt with us after our sins. Thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, thou art a faithful, gracious, long-suffering God. And so, Lord, we would fall before thee, humbly trusting in that cross, that alone to be all our glory. All things else, oh, in comparison to that, but dung and dross. Oh, to own Christ as the perfect Saviour, the only source of all that's good. Oh, Lord, bring us into the experience of those words of the hymn writer who expressed his hope in thy grace. We pray, Lord, for the one who should have been here this evening. Lord, there seem many who are laid aside sick in one way or another. Lord, we do pray thou wilt remember our friend and restore him to full health and strength again. And bless his ministry, Lord, to his own people and to wherever he is engaged to go. Lord, remember one also who should be here on the following Monday for prayer. Lord, he taken, affected, as we heard, through the virus. Oh, Lord, do remember him. May the symptoms be mild. And may he soon recover under thy good hand. Lord, that thou wilt restore him and establish him again in the ministry of the gospel, to make him the means of many hearing thy voice. Oh Lord, we pray for others who are laid aside or have been laid aside, but still have weakness. But Lord, we pray thou wilt restore them fully. We thank thee where one and another, Lord, have returned to the ministry of thy word. Oh, do strengthen and support them to continue. For Lord, this is an evil day. Oh, Lord, the harvest truly is great and the labourers are few. Oh, we pray, Lord, thou wilt send out labourers into thy harvest. Lord, do grant those where the exercise has begun, Lord, for it to be fulfilled under the influence of thy Spirit. Lord, to overturn all fears, all doubts, all objections. And Lord, to speak as thou didst to Gideon. Go in this thy might, have not I sent thee. Oh Lord, may there be a sending forth of many to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ in this dark, ungodly, evil day. And Lord, use them to the honour and glory of thy name. Lord, we not only pray for our own churches, Lord, but we pray for all denominations. For thy word needs to be faithfully declared in all places, professing, Lord, to be of the Christian faith. O Lord, do overturn false doctrines. Lay aside those, Lord, who are plagued by unbelief. And Lord, what we pray, thou wilt restore them. Lord, to speak faithfully the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, the sins of the soul, salvation of the soul through Jesus, and hope of eternal life. Oh, Lord, do hear our prayers in these needs, in this evil day. how, as Lord, is an urgent pressing case. Do not turn away thy face. Lord, remember thy people here. Oh, remember each one of them, Lord, in their varied pathways. Oh, Lord, we pray thou will bring them all into the one pathway, that path of eternal life, that way that is everlasting, through faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, who bless the ministry of the gospel, and Lord, who prepare each heart to receive it. Lord, may there be many a Lydia's heart opened, oh, to receive, Lord, of the truth in its power, in the Holy Ghost, in much assurance. Lord, that the burden of sin is lifted. Lord, that Christ in them, the hope of glory, becomes the joy and rejoicing of each heart and soul. Lord, we do pray for the deacons of this church. Oh, Lord, one in his solemn, sad bereavement. We commend him to thee, Lord, that thou wilt help him day by day, hour by hour. Oh, Lord, we thank thee thou art there for him to lean upon, casting upon thee all his care. Oh, Lord, surely thou doth support him that he knows, that thou knoweth the way that he takes. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt lead him on, day by day, hour by hour, to grow in thy grace and the knowledge of thy love, upheld as one of thy chosen vessels of thy mercy. O Lord, fill his heart with thy love. And Lord, oh, thou art able to do all things. Lord, we pray thou wilt hear and answer every prayer, every petition he puts up to thee, for thee to supply his every need. Help him to continue, Lord, in the office he has here at this chapel. And Lord, do grant, Lord, the hearing and answering of all the prayers that are put up on his behalf by each one. So, Lord, hear in these things, hearken and do, and the family also. Lord, we commend them to thee. Lord, do help them, strengthen them, support them in this way that they have not walked before, looking unto Jesus. O Lord, be their help in the times of trouble. Remember our friend, Lord, the other deacon this day, where he is at the family at a funeral. Lord, do give them safe journeys. Lord, may thy presence have been known and felt. Oh, how we're constantly reminded there is a time to be born and there's a time to die. Lord, who bring them safely back. And Lord, who grant, Lord, thy blessing, thy divine presence with them, all the steps of their life. So, Lord, we pray for one for another. Each one here, church and congregation, youngest to the eldest. Oh, Lord, do remember each one for good. Lord, do be with the children in this evil day. Lord, keep them safe. Put thine arms about them. Lord, lead them forth by the right way. Be thou to them the good shepherd. Lord, and the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, may they grow, Lord, to know, oh, thou didst give, oh, that precious sin-atoning blood on Calvary's cross for these young lambs of thy fold. Oh, Lord, do keep them from harms, from dangers, from every evil. And Lord, as they grow, and the young people also, Deliver them from times of temptations, enticements. Lord, there's so much to draw them aside from the sacred truth of thy word. Oh Lord, it is counted today by so many as futile, as Lord, it's not the truth. It's out of date, Lord, even denying thy very being. Oh Lord, do keep the young people, the children, from such deceptions. And Lord, in the times of temptation, may they be able to say, so did not I, because of the fear of God. Oh Lord, do uphold them and bless them, and lead them into that straight and narrow way through that straight gate that leads unto life eternal. Lord, remember any that have pains and afflictions. Lord, whatever our age, we have those ailments from time to time. Lord, some we say are minor, some, Lord, more significant and major, but Lord, we would commit all of them unto thee, that thou wilt sanctify every sickness to the profit of our souls. Lord, that thou wilt show us, oh, the source of sickness is sin. And Lord, a sickness can in most parts brings death in one time or another. Oh Lord, we do pray, thou wilt cause us in all our times of sickness to commit ourselves unto thee, as they did in the times of Jesus. And they were made whole, and they glorified thee. So, Lord, help us to take nothing for granted, but to look unto thee for every mercy, and to glorify thee when that mercy comes. Lord, be with each family, help them, and Lord, give them direction continually day by day. Lord, be present in every home. Shield them, Lord, from all that may and could rise against them. We pray for those in business and their occupations, surrounded, Lord, and involved with many who do not fear thy name. Many, Lord, who would blaspheme openly. Oh, Lord, we pray thou wilt watch over them, help them. Lord, as they commit their works unto thee, that their thoughts be established. Lord, help them to do what is right in thy sight, boldly, and nothing wavering. And oh, may there be a witness, Lord, to unbelievers' hearts. Lord, we do pray for our nation in this evil day. Lord, we have fallen into so many deep, sinful ways. Lord, we have transgressed thy word again and again and again. And Lord, how rapidly this seems to rise up in these recent years. Oh Lord, we pray thou wilt overturn this tide of evil. Lord, we do pray thou wilt overturn the things that many try to persuade our Parliament to make within the legislation of our land. Oh Lord, do give our Parliament wisdom. Do give them, Lord, thy direction. Do humble them, Lord, before thee. Lord, nothing is too hard for thee. And those in our Parliament who fear thy name, Lord, make them an influence, a godly, gracious influence amongst the many in that place. And so, Lord, we pray to continue with the freedom which we have this night to worship thee openly. O Lord, to declare the whole counsel of God, Oh, Lord, do not let us value it by the loss of it. We thank thee, Lord, for the privilege we have this night. Lord, do not let it be in vain. Lord, we have thy word before us. The word is thine. The power is thine. Lord, oh, may we prove to be thine. And Lord, be in our midst here this night. Lord, the unity amongst us of thy spirit. The bond known amongst us of thy peace. Jesus in our midst, and he to be glorified. So, Lord, we lay these things before thee. Lord, do forgive our many, many sins. Lord, do blot out all of our transgressions. Lord, do yet love us freely. And may we know that love shed abroad of thine in our heart, by the Holy Ghost given to us, that we may walk humbly before thee, as thy word declares. He hath showed thee, O man, that which is good. What doth he require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? So, Lord, rule within us by thy Spirit, that we are obedient to thy word. So, Lord, we ask all these things, the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 627. 627. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. 627.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon our Lord, that he may open to us the truth contained in his sacred word. And so may that truth abide in our hearts. I would ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the Psalm 28, which we read, and the first verse. Psalm 28 and verse 1. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. This first verse of Psalm 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Dear friends, our first two hymns have been on prayer. Our text is a prayer. The supplication of David in his felt need. David fears to be drawn away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity. David knew he had an iniquitous heart, a sinful heart. He prays, doesn't he? Or says in one psalm, how great is mine iniquity? And in another psalm, he prays to the Lord not to remember the sins of his youth. And we find that David, in the accounts given in the Old Testament, he fell into sin. Not once or twice, several times. And the scriptures don't give account of David every day, do they? David knew, that sinful nature of his heart, to depart from the ways of God. Dear friends, what a mercy if we, like David, are brought concerned because of what we are in our nature. Transgressors of the law of God, for sin is transgression of the law. Now David was a man of God. David was blessed with the Spirit of God. When Samuel anointed David that he would be the king of Israel in due time, we read how the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And David was given great faith, wasn't he? He became very bold. He could testify of the power of God upon him and within him. And when he went to face Goliath, it seemed foolishness to all those that were round about, especially his brother. David went forth in the name of the Lord his God, and he slew that great giant Goliath. Even though he had no, as you might say, natural armour, he went exactly as he was, and the Lord is God with him. But David did not remain, did he, in such a favoured frame as that. As the days went on, time went on, many enemies rose against him, and many temptations came in his pathway. Yeah, friends, I'm sure that's the same with many of you. Yeah, friends, it is the case with all of you, where the Spirit of the Lord has wrought a good work in you and given you that faith, a true faith in God and in this gospel day through Jesus Christ. But oh, how we are tempted, aren't we? How we come short in so many things of our thoughts, especially our words and our deeds. It was after the Apostle Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, was converted that he says, "The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am." He said, "In his flesh dwelt no good thing." That's the teaching of the Spirit, isn't it? What good thing, dear souls, have you got in your heart tonight? Under the influence of the Spirit of God that testifies of the love and mercy of Christ. Dear friends, we've got no goodness at all. He is the only source of all that's good. And the Apostle Paul felt it. Oh, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? I thank God through Christ Jesus. Now, dear friends, David felt the same. His hope of deliverance from his sinful self was alone in God. He came from time to time into a very low state. We read in Psalm 40. Where David said he was in a horrible pit. He was in the miry clay. Dear friends, he was sunk into a very low place spiritually. And we know naturally that miry clay, the more you struggle in it, the worse you're likely to sink into it. And perhaps some of you children have been to the sea and there's been a warning about the sand, quicksand. That if you enter into that, you can so easily, readily sink. As the sand gives way beneath you and you go deeper and deeper. And what do you do when you struggle to get out of it? You only sink deeper. It makes the matter worse. David said, he came into a horrible pit, into the miry clay. It sunk into sin, into iniquity, whatever it was in the detail, we're not told. But he could not deliver himself from it. Did he struggle? Did he strive? Did he fight to get himself out in the sense of obedience? More rightly to the word of God and the law of God? No. The more we sin against sin's power, more we fight against its power, the more, oh, we sin, the more, don't we? We get worse. David said, "I waited patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord." Oh, dear friends, there's faith, isn't there? The faith was given unto David by the Spirit. David had sinned. David had come into the depths, into the low state. He said, "I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my voice." But dear friends, that wasn't immediate, was it? He said, I waited patiently. You know, when we come down into difficulties and troubles, the consequence of our sins, of our thoughts which come out into our words and our deeds, and all which generates difficult circumstances and gets us into troubles, and we know we've sinned against God. We've been ruled by our own spirit. And dear friends, when we come to be conscious of it, that's when the Lord brings us into the depths, under the felt sense of our sin. We're to cry and pray, we're to wait patiently. Yes, that throne of grace of what we've sung of in our first hymn. Oh, what a mercy, there's such a place. And dear friends, to needy sinners that cry and wait and watch for the Lord's appearing, for his mercy, that mercy does come. David said, he set my feet upon a rock. He brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. Dear friends, that rock was the mercy of God, his prevailing love. And established my goings to walk completely dependent upon the Lord, to keep him in that way that is everlasting. Oh, David prayed for that, didn't he? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. You know, dear friends, when David prayed unto the Lord, yes, he prayed unto God. But he also said, the Lord said unto my Lord. In the prophetic, looking to that which would come from his own loins in the time to come, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David. One who was born of the Virgin Mary, of the line of David. The Lord said unto my Lord. And you know, dear friends, when David prayed, I'm sure by faith, he was looking by faith to the one who would pay the price for his sin. Oh, what a mercy that we in our day, we can look back by faith to the same Lord, to the same Jesus, who gave his life a sacrifice for sin. And in our depths, when we are so troubled by it and the consequences of that which we've done, to be still, to pray, to watch for his mercy to come. We can't put matters right, can we? We will put matters worse. Oh, the last verse of the previous psalm, Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This was David's pathway. And he needed it every hour of every day, every week, every year of his life. If the Lord would leave him, he knew he would fall. And this is the basis of our text, isn't it? Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. You see, he'd been established, he'd been shown, oh, exactly that, where his strength lay, where the foundation of his hope of eternal life lay, was in the mercy of God. God, who he called my rock. another place, my refuge. God is a refuge for us. Oh, dear friends, the throne of grace is a refuge, isn't it? Where we can come and plead for the Lord's mercy on account of our sin. There to obtain that mercy. And grace to help us in the time of need. David comes and says, Lord, be not silent to me. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Now do notice what I mentioned before in Psalm 40. David was in a pit. The miry clay. A horrible pit. This here, he says, the pit. As if it's a specific pit. In more than one psalm, oh, David speaks of this pit. In Psalm 30, he says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. David feared to die in his sin. And that dreadful pit, oh, which in another place he calls the pit of destruction. But thou, O God, shalt bring them, that's the wicked, down into the pit of destruction. This is hell. Oh, dear friends, what a solemn thing David feared. Even though the Lord was his rock, he still had this weakness within himself of his natural heart, deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, which influenced his thoughts, his words, and his deeds. And if he was not kept by the Lord from that power within him, he would end in the pit. He would end in the pit. Dear friends, David lived, didn't he, in the fear of God. The fear of God, the reverent fear. That is the reverent fear, dependence upon God. I once had someone ask me, young boy, what is the fear of God? Dear friends, how to answer them simply? Well, I thought of Moses. When he had to leave Horeb and go through the wilderness towards the promised land. His prayer, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. That's the fear of the Lord, isn't it? He cannot do anything that is right in the sight of God. He cannot undertake, oh, the things of the right way unless the Lord is with him to lead him and to guide him. The fear of the Lord. And if he should stray from that way, the Lord would lead him in. Then all the solemn chastening of the Lord. The judgment of the Lord, which he would be worthy of. Now this was the state here of David, wasn't it? And he poured out his heart, Lord, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. David had many enemies, didn't he? He had many enemies who sought to take his life. And dear friends, so often he felt that if they would take his life at that moment, he would die in his sin. He wanted constant assurance. He wanted this constant confirmation that he was under the shadow of the Almighty. He was under the shadow of the wings of the love of God. That he was the subject of the Lord's mercy. He wanted that token of the Lord's love again and again and again. Dear friends, how many of you are like that tonight? You want to know that confirmation. You want another token. You want the Lord to speak a peace and pardon again unto your soul. You want to know the sweetness of his presence. Oh, my mind goes to those on the Emmaus Road. When Jesus drew near and went with them, their heart burned within them as he talked with them by the way. Dear friends, that was a token of that love of the Lord towards them in his risen power, wasn't it? And then there was that revealing at the breaking of bread in their home. What an answer. What an answer the Lord gives to those that seek him. They that seek shall find. Dear friends, we seek by prayer. Maybe this is the desire of some of you here tonight. Be not silent too. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. I read that Psalm 143. It's of a very similar nature, isn't it? It's again a psalm of David. He begins, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication." He had the enemy have persecuted my soul. You know, dear friends, Satan is a mighty foe to the Lord's people, isn't he? He'll do his utmost to destroy your faith. We said to Jesus, said to Peter and the disciples, "Satan hath desired to have you, to sift you as wheat, separate you from all your hope, all your trust. Separate you from my grace. Cause you to fall into sin and iniquity." Dear friend, Satan is the enemy of our souls, isn't he? He knows our weaknesses. He knows how to tempt us. He knows how to stir up unbelief in our hearts. Even to question at the goodness and the mercy and the faithfulness of God. Oh, Job was greatly tried, wasn't he? What tried Job? The enemy Satan. Yes, the Lord permitted a Satan to tempt Job. But dear friends, the purpose of it was to prove Satan was a liar. Nothing could separate Job from his faith given to him of God. Oh, there's those expressions of faith, aren't there? In the midst of all other things which Job said. Though he slay me, whom God? Yet will I trust in him. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Dear friends, if Job knew he got a Redeemer, he knew he was a sinner and he needed redemption. And he had faith in Christ, who was yet to be born, the Saviour of sinners. Like David, looking down the time to the promise of the seed of the woman who would bruise Satan's head. Great faith. There was his rock. There was his trust. There was his foundation. He couldn't be removed from it. He knoweth the way that I take. When he, God, hath tried me. Friends, Satan was in God's hand, wasn't he? All the mysterious ways God may permit us, the walk in which we have to walk, these terrible, trying, difficult ways. But dear friends, Job said, "When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Now that was faith, and that was truth. Job did come forth as gold. Dear friends, he came forth as gold was tried in the fire. And gold tried in the fire, dear friends, comes out more purer than what it went in. The purpose of the fire is to remove the impurity. Oh, Job confessed unto me, behold, I am vile. I repent in dust and ashes. In fact, it was then the Lord delivered him, wasn't it? And he came out with a greater understanding of God. I have heard of thee with the hearing of thee in my ears. Now mine eye seeth thee. Oh, what a growth he had in the knowledge, the power, the mercy of his God. David knew the power, the persecution of his enemy, spiritual as well as natural. Therefore, he said, is my spirit overwhelmed within me? My heart within me is desolate. It lost the felt presence of God. Whatever the circumstance was, now, Francie, he was again in, as it were, in nature's darkness. He was on his own. And he feared to be left alone. There's another psalmist, isn't there? When he came into the depths. He said, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favourable? No more. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? Oh, dear friends, what a spirit of unbelief was rising up in the psalmist. Dear friends, we thank the Lord these things are left on record for us, aren't we? That these were the experiences of his people under the times of temptation and of distress and difficulties and troubles. But they were never forsaken. Oh, God is faithful that hath promised. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, the psalmist in Psalm 143 we read. He said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Dear friends, he was still alive, wasn't he? He was still spiritually alive. He was thirsty for the mercy of God. He was thirsting for the knowledge of that love of God to be made known again in his heart. Oh, that thirsting of, we have it, don't we, of the waters of salvation. Oh, David knew what it was to ask for the sweet waters of Bethlehem when he was thirsty naturally. Dear friends, David knew what it was to ask for the waters of life of the Spirit of God when he was in this low state. We have it another psalm, don't we? Those who wandered about, no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. What did they do? They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And did that prayer go unheard? No. The Lord heard and answered that prayer. He delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, dear friends, what does Jesus say concerning those that hunger and thirst? He says they shall be filled. He will appear. He will renew that spirit within them. He will be the restorer of their soul. And he will lead them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. And then we have the same prayer as our text. Hide not thy face from me. That hide not and or to be far from him is the same as being silent in the Hebrew word. Lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. What does he want? What does he need? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. The forgiveness of my sin. The confirming of thy love toward me. Oh, dear friends, that's the voice of love and mercy, isn't it? But it flows from Calvary. That's the sweet truth that is in Jesus Christ. That, dear friends, when the prayer is answered, oh, that blessed Holy Spirit renews the truth as it is in Jesus, the power of that shed blood within your heart once more. Oh, dear friends, do not neglect the throne of grace. Do not neglect those prayers. Pouring out your heart before him. Telling him all the truth. Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I failed. Lord, I've got this trouble. I've got this great temptation. I cannot deliver myself from it. Oh, I've sinned in it. I'm sinning beneath it. There's unbelief in my heart. I'm questioning thy goodness and thy mercy. These are mysterious things. I can't understand why. Cast, he said, on me thy care. 'Tis enough that I am nigh. I will all thy burdens bear. I will all thy needs supply. Dear friends, that's the answer, isn't it? To these petitions, the petition of David. Oh, be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down to the pit. Oh, you fear that if the Lord should come at that time and call for your soul, oh, you would spend eternity in that dreadful place where God's mercy never comes. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Dear friends, the morning is the separation from the darkness, isn't it? It's the dawning of a new day. Oh Christ, the day spring from on high hath visited us. That's what we need. That's what you need. What any soul in this low state of spirit needs. The Lord to come again. The blessing of Christ Jesus. In the morning. Well, dear friends, physically, may it be so. If any of you are like this evening in such a low state and, you mourn an absent God, oh, do cry unto him to be not silent to you, to speak again the sound of his voice, a voice of love and mercy from Calvary, to say the fear not, I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And dear friends, in the morning, dear friends, the Lord's blessing to come upon you. Oh, David said in one place, when I awake, I am still with thee. The Lord had come, the Lord was there. The Lord hadn't left him in the time of his trouble. Now, dear friends, this God is our God. He knows your need. He knows the state of your soul. He knows the state of your heart. He knows your groanings. He knows your longings. And my God, your God, Paul's God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory and by Christ Jesus. David also prayed to be led in the way that the Lord would have him go. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. There was his faith to know the Lord will appear in his time, in his way, waiting patiently. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Cause me to know the way. Dear friends, isn't that akin to what Saul said on the Damascus road? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Dear Dear friends, are you in a place, a state, and you don't know which way to go? Decisions have to be made. And dear friends, maybe those decisions to be made are to do with the obedience of the Lord through the leading of His Spirit. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Not just asking, cause me to know. Lord, thy will to be done. You know, in Psalm 29, which we read about the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Dear friends, is your stubborn heart and your stubborn will like those cedars of Lebanon? Mine are. And they fought against the power of the Lord's voice in obeying His will for me. Oh, how I resisted going in the way that He spoke to me that I should go. Dear friends, it was only through the power of His voice that broke the cedars of my will that I am where I am tonight. By the grace of God, we are what we are, aren't we? Dear friends, have you got your stubborn will? Do you say, this is what I'm going to do? This is how I'm going to do it? Oh, I won't listen to this, I won't listen to that. Even not listening to the voice of God. That's our nature, isn't it? Of course, our ways are not His ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. But, dear friends, the prayer of David, oh, was to know the power of His voice. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Dear friends, he wanted the Lord to be all things to him, spiritually and providentially. You know, David committed his way continually to the Lord, didn't he? When he was a king, he'd just been made king of Judah. The Philistines heard that he'd been made king of Judah. And they set the battle in array in the valley of Rephaim. And David went down to fight. But David didn't just go down to fight. As he went down, he prayed unto the Lord. Shall I fight with the Philistines? Cause me to know the way in which I shall go. And the Lord said, go. And the Lord would deliver them into his hand. And he did. He obeyed the voice of the Lord. And the Philistines were destroyed. And very shortly afterwards, the Philistines put the battle in array again at the same place, at the valley of Rephaim. And David went down again. Did David just say, oh, well, the Lord has delivered me once, he's now going to deliver me again? David prayed. And the Lord didn't answer him the same the next time. Excuse me. The Lord said, don't fight them. Fetch a compass round about them. Go through the way of the mulberry trees. And come at them from the way, from the back. And when thou hearest the movement of going before in the mulberry trees, then the Lord has gone before thee. And so David followed the Lord. The Lord going before, David following, and David succeeding the second time. That's what we need, isn't it, dear friends? In all our ways to acknowledge Him, to commit all our ways unto Him in prayer. Lord, not to be silent, to wait for His voice, His direction into the ways we are to go. Dear friends, that will prove to be the right way. That will prove to be the way of the straight way. That will prove to be the way that depends. dependent upon the Lord in the direction he would have us go, it shall bring us, the end of our days, into life eternal. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Dear friends, left to ourselves, we shall go our own way. A way that seems right unto us, but the end thereof is the way of death. Dear friends, how much have we committed? Our souls and our way unto the Lord. You can't really separate them, can you? If we're to lean upon Christ, our beloved, to lead us in the way that we shall go, spiritually, dependent upon his grace and his mercy because of all of our sin, and for him to supply our needs and to keep us in that way in which we are dependent upon him. Dear friends, it's going to be the way of prayer, isn't it? Falling before him continually. Paul says, pray without ceasing. In another place, continue in prayer. Oh, dear friends, don't neglect. Don't forget the privilege of prayer. Watching, waiting for those answers to come. You children, oh, do not neglect prayer. You can pray in your simple way. All prayer really should be simple. There's many a short prayer, isn't there, of Lord help me, Lord save me, Lord undertake for me. Oh, the answer is the voice of the Lord. Lord, be not silent to me, lest I become like them who go down into the pit. Call upon him in the day of trouble. He says, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. May that be our pathway. Oh, Christ first, Christ last, Christ all and in all, obedient to the word, the revealed will, his sovereign will, that which he directs us in our prayers, causes us to pray, the Spirit helping our infirmities. Walking with him, our beloved, in the love of Christ, as Christ hath loved us, then, dear friends, your way won't be wrong. There may be many difficulties, there may be many troubles, there may be bereavements and sorrows, there may be many cares. We're born for trouble as the sparks fly upwards. But, dear friends, there is one way which will prove to be the way above all other ways. Faith in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, trusting in God at all times, the answer, the hearer and answer of our prayers. Lord, be not silent to me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. Dear friends, may we be able to say, was it Samuel? Speak, Lord. For thy servant heareth. Oh, may our ears be opened unto the sound of the voice of God, to obey his voice and all his will esteem. The Lord lead you on in the right way. Amen.
Hymn 175. Christ is my all, my sure defence, nor shall my soul depart from thence. He is my rock, my refuge too, in spite of all my foes can do. Hymn 175.
pardon and forgive. All that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this night. Lord, be mindful of us each. Oh, as David said, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. So, Lord, may we know thy thoughts towards us, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give us an expected end. Lord, hear our prayers. Do not be silent to us. Lead us in the way that we shall go, and may our ends be everlasting peace. So, Lord, watch over us as we separate, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.